Hello again. Welcome to the program. We're here with a series on what does the Bible say about influence. It says quite a bit. Romans 14:7, we read, "For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself." The subject of influence, it's interesting to note that everybody is born into this world without an opinion or a belief about anything. Nobody came into this world on day one and said, "I think I will be a conservative, or I will be a liberal, or I will be a Baptist, or I will be this, that, or the other thing." Nobody thought, "I'm going to be a teacher, or I'm going to be a welder." When we come into this world, nobody has any opinion or beliefs about what's going to happen. The only reason we do what we do is somehow somebody has influenced us in that direction. The question is, at what age do we begin to be influenced, and how are we influenced? First of all, we're influenced by people. I can remember when I was 4 years old, my mother, every night, she would have me bow, kneel at the bedside, and I would pray, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless mommy and daddy and help me be a good boy. Amen." I prayed that prayer every night, and it had an influence on me. A little later, a lady came up to me. I was probably about 5 years old, and I was sitting on a park bench, and a stranger, a lady, came up to me and invited me to her Sunday school, which was right across the road from where I was sitting. She gave me a little round plaque that you could actually hold it close to the light and it would glow in the dark. And it said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." I remember that. And it connected with the prayers that my mom would have me pray every night. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." I think most of us would say the first influence we have in this world is our parents and maybe those who they are associated with. Then we are influenced by our siblings, we are influenced by our friends as we get a little older and get out into different places. And the second area, first we're influenced by people, and then we're influenced by places, for instance, school. When I was a teenager, I went to a very rough school out in the country. The inspector who used to come by that school said it was the roughest school in Ontario. Young kids used to bring in cases of beer and hide them behind the school fence and drink them at recess in that school. There was a lot of influence in that school. I never did get involved in that, but I was influenced to get involved in it. Then we get into the world as we get a little bit older. We have the social world, we have the religious world, and whatever we do in our world, we do because someone has influenced us to do it. So we're influenced by people, we're influenced by places, and we're influenced by things. In recent years, radio was invented, and then after that, the television was invented, and then after that, the internet was invented, and all three of those things are used to influence the people who are watching them. Millions and millions of dollars are spent on advertising trying to influence us to buy some product or the other. And the only reason you drive whatever kind of car you're driving is because you were influenced to drive it. The only reason you're living in the house you're living in or the apartment or wherever you're living is because you were influenced to do that. Now, we had some good examples in the Bible, and we'll be looking at these in the days ahead. Eve influenced Adam. She influenced him to take the fruit. Eve was deceived. Adam was influenced, and there's a major difference between the two. Well, as a result of that influence, we have a very sad ending. All the sickness, all the wars, even if you have a headache, it came from that influence. Sin entered into the world, and it all started with an influence. Ruth was influenced by Boaz, and if you read that story, we have a happy ending. Bathsheba influenced David, and we have a sad ending. Hannah influenced her son Samuel, and we have a happy ending. Delilah influenced Samson, and that ending was sad. We have Esther, who influenced the king. She saved the entire nation of Israel, a happy ending. Wives influenced Solomon, and what do we read about this? A very sad ending. The Bible says they influenced his heart, and he said, "How dieth the wise man? As a fool." All because of influence. There's over 3,000 people named in the Bible. Every one of these dots represent a person. There's 3,000 dots on this page. The Bible says, Romans 14:7, "For none of us live to himself, and no man dieth to himself." You are one of those dots in today's world, and you are the only Bible some people will read. Be sure and be with us as we go into this series on what does the Bible say about influence.